Welcome to Grab Your Accounts Ministry. This is a weekly podcast available on Wednesdays. We'll be building up your faith muscle through the teaching of God's Word. I am your host, Minister R.T. Rodriguez, and I truly hope that you have been getting stronger, that you've been building your faith muscle, that you have been being able to endure things that you never were able to endure, that you're being getting stronger in every aspect of your life where you have been falling weak, that your weakness has now become your strength. We ask that you just continue to let God be the center of your life, that you continue to let Him guide you in every aspect. And no matter where you go, that God's going to be with you. No matter how gleam and glim that may seem, He's still with you, walking hand in hand with you. He went to Calvary for you. He died for your sins. We ask that you just continue to let Him lift you up, that you get stronger, that you get better, and that you're able to do more with Him in your life. This week's titled episode is, It's Personal. I need you to say that with me one time. I need you to text that to somebody today that's been struggling with something and tell them that it's personal. Before we start this week's episode, I would like to go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come to you right now. God, we come seeking out your mercy and your grace today. We ask you to be with us as we're dealing with everything, God. And no matter what we go through, we know that you're in the middle of it. God, we ask you to continue to set that devil down no matter what. God, that he does not have free fall moving about in our place, God, that the Holy Spirit is the only Spirit. God, we ask that you just let our old selves die and let our new selves live. God, we thank you for allowing us to come together once more in your holy name. God, we ask that you just continue to be with us, God. We need you in our life right now. God, we ask that you just continue to be with us. And in your name we pray, amen. Amen and amen. We have some technical difficulties, but we are here. We are back. I'm so excited. My shirt is extra tight today. I hope you've been getting your reps in. I hope you've been spending some time and devotion with God, that your faith muscle has been getting stronger. Like I said before, this week's titled episode, It's Personal. It's personal. I want to dive deep in this. But first, we're going to be in Romans 12. Romans 12, verse 2. I want to take a moment just to get there. Again, Romans 12, verse 2. It's personal, y'all. For God's word reads this. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Let's read that one more time. I really want to dive deep into this. It says, do not copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. I say it's personal. You may have an attack coming on your life right now. You may have some things coming at you right now that you didn't know how to deal with. But you took it personal. Some things that were said to you that cut you to your core. Some things that were done to you that hurt you. It's personal. You're like, well, I don't know how to move on. I don't know how to get to a better place because they attacked me personally. They took some shots at me. They said some things about me that weren't true. They said some things about me that were true, but they didn't need to bring that up. It's personal. And this is where we know right now is when we dive into the word that we do not conform to the behavior and customs of the world. I'm going to stop it right there. So what you're talking about, preacher, what I'm trying to tell you is we're not going to react the way the world will react. We're not going to post about them. We're not going to put them on blast and be like, oh, look what they said about me. Look what he or she said about me and my family. Nah, we're not going to do that. Oh, and when they bring up my past and my mistakes, now all of a sudden I'm going to bring out their past and their mistakes. That's what the world does. But the word teaches us that we don't do that. That's what a child does, but we're not children anymore. We're not going to sit there and throw a fit when we have been called out for something that we have done wrong. We have learned to accept that and we need to grow from that. The custom of the world is to throw a fit and put it out there for everybody to blast and put a bad Yelp review or just unfriend them and block them and don't have anything to do with them. No, we're not doing that anymore. Now we're going to show them the love that Jesus showed us when we were in a dark place. He didn't leave us. He brought us out of it. And someone may be going through a dark place when they come at you, when they say something to you. You'll heard that term, hurt people hurt people. When they're hurting, they're going to hurt you because they have no other ways to go about it. When you're doing good, that's how the devil knows. We say this in I had an old preacher tell me one time, a hook or a crook. The devil knows how to get at you. So when he sends that hook in, he knows how to get at you. He knows the weaknesses. This is why we say all the time, God, make our weaknesses become our strength. Let me break it down. Let me get humble, open, and transparent as I can with you about this. Had a conversation with a gentleman the other day that cut me to my core, where I took it personal. I was having a conversation with another, with a couple of people, and all of a sudden he comes out of nowhere and says, "Your podcast ain't nothing. You ain't nothing. You'll never be more than just being on this podcast." Because when people see and hear you, all they see and hear is your crooked mouth. And he said it with a tone and some hatred in his voice. And I said, "Excuse me, sir?" He said, "Yeah, I listened to your podcast the other day. You'll never be more than that. It's all you'll ever be." He said, "But what really gets me is the way your mouth is. It's crooked. And I can't get past that, and no one else can either." I didn't say nothing to this gentleman at that about what he said. And I said, "Sir, I'm not sure exactly what you're going through in your life." I said, "But one thing I want to tell you, that God loves you. And I'll pray for you." He goes, "Where do you go with that nonsense again?" I said, "Sir, I hope you have a great day. I hope that you find peace somewhere." And I proceeded to walk off. I walked off because I said what I needed to say. And I left it in God's hands with that. I'm not saying that I didn't take it personal, because he came at me personally. But this is how I know that we're doing something good in life. Is that when I've been doing my devotion more, and when I'm spending more time in it, and when I'm really exercising my spiritual gangster, when I'm really showing my kids and my wife, my spouse, my neighbor, of the grace and mercy of God, that I don't let things like that bother me. If God can tell the trees to let go of their leaves, then he can tell me to let go of my insecurities. Come on now, I'm not sure what I'm trying to teach you about that, but I think you missed it. Let me go back to it again. If God can tell me to leave, if God can tell the trees to let their leaves go when they turn, then he then can let me know that I need to leave my insecurities right there. And to let them go. Because they're not doing nothing but holding me back. And that's where I think we find ourselves to this day. And I find why I go back to this chapter and this verse that you know, that we've read, that this is exactly what it means, that I'm not gonna be of this world. I'm not gonna be of that behavior. It would have been very easily me to go off and give this man a piece of my mind. It would have been very easy for me to say what I needed to say because he hurt my feelings. But then what would it have done? It would have cost me more in the long run. Because then I would have shown him that I'm not of the Spirit, that the Spirit is not on me. And this is where we have to understand. You got that one coworker, or you got that one neighbor, you got that one person in your life that just they know how to get at you. Then this is where we need to learn to get stronger. And let me be, maybe they didn't attack you like that, but maybe you've had someone say to you that you've been in the gym for so long, you've been working on it so hard that your diet is lined up, that you've been doing everything exactly right. And they say, look like you gained some weight. Look like you went up a pant size. And it takes you back for a second. Be like, hold on, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be, and you're going to come at me like that? That's personal. And this is where we've learned that we don't respond to that. Because someone's dealing with something besides that. They just take it out on you. But see, you keep doing you. You keep doing what you need to be doing. It doesn't matter what they say. No matter what they want to bring. They can bring up your past and say, yeah, you're right. I was like that. I've accepted that. I picked up my cross and I'm carrying my cross. I'm carrying the burdens of my bad decisions of my past. I want to go to right around verse Mark 8, right around verse 34. It says, then calling the crowd to join his disciples, he said, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way and take up your cross and follow me. God said, you got to let that old you die. We're not in the streets anymore. We're not that addict anymore. We're not that adulterer anymore. We're not that drunk anymore. We're not anything that you call us to be that we used to be. Yes, that's who I used to be, but I'm not there anymore. But see, the devil comes at you to try to steal what God has put in you because he doesn't want you to succeed. And God says, I'm going to be with you in this storm. I'm going to be with you in this insult. We're carrying our cross, and I don't care what they say about your cross. That's your cross to carry, and we're going to carry it proudly. And I know you feel like giving up when you carry that cross. Oh, I'm getting excited, y'all. But let me go down to verse 35. Say, but if you try to hang on to the life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake and for the sake of the good news, you will save it. See, we get, let me try to bring this thing around for you. Let me try to teach this before I really try to preach this thing. This is where you really find out when you're really about this life. When you really find out when someone comes at you and attacks you personally, that this is where you find out if you're really doing what you need to be doing. When they come at you and they say these things about you, you say, I love you. I'm going to pray for you and I hope God finds you. Amongst this conversation that I was having with the other gentleman, I went back to them after a little while and they said, are you not mad? And why don't you cuss that man out, if I can be blunt with you? I said, because that's not me. That's not what I do. I said, what I'm going to do for that gentleman, I'm going to pray for him because there's something going on in his life that he doesn't want to deal with. That he's struggling right now. I'm not sure what his home life is like. I don't know if him and his wife got an argument before he saw me. I said, but what I know I can do is I can show him the love. Because when I was in a dark place and when that depression was hitting me, when I felt like walking out on a marriage, when I felt like walking away from my parents, when I felt like, I'm not sure who I'm trying to talk to about this, but when that anxiety got the best of me, when I feel like I don't want to deal with the relationship anymore and I should just walk out, God says, no, you need to stand firm in the foundation that I've been building for you. When they say, oh, you need to do it like everybody else is doing, you need to have that Jezebel spirit. You need to be out here running the streets like what everybody else is doing, what your friends are doing. You need to start doing everything else that everybody else is doing. God says, no, this is where I'm going to keep you at. And this is what I'm telling you right now. Just because you feel like giving up, don't give up. Stay right there in the Word. Stay right there in the Spirit and continue to let God move in that way in your life. I'm telling you why my shirt got really, really tight. The pants are getting loose because I'm getting exactly where I need to be at. I've been getting stronger. I've been getting better. And no matter how much and how heavy the burden may get, I know that God is still with me, that He's still walking beside me, that He's still moving in that direction in my life, that He brought me out of so many other things, and here is just a one more hurdle I need to get over. I used to be scared of faith my Goliath, but my Goliath will fall. He will not be there. He can sit there and taunt me like He did with the Israelites for 40 years. He can come out there for 40 days and just keep on saying and saying whatever He want to say. I can stay in my tent. I said, no, I'm going to come out just like David did. I'm going to come out swinging. I'm going to come out better. I'm going to use exactly what God had given me. God said, now the word says that the world may say that you need a sword, but now God says, nah, you need a smooth rock and a sling. See, God's going to give you exactly what you need to fight the battle that you want to fight. Okay, now I don't care what everybody else tells me I need to do. I'm going to leave what God needs me to do because He's the one that's going to bring me out this thing. He's going to let me move in the direction of my life. Let me bring this thing real clear for you right quick. I'm not trying to take up too much more of your time, but this is where we got to understand that when God moves in your life and He puts those pieces in the place right there for it, and when your foundation is firm, no matter how heavy the weight gets, He's still right there with you. And see, no one can take that away from you. No one's going to steal your joy. They can come at you and try to steal your joy, but you can't come at me like that because my God's with me. And this is where we need to sit in it and understand it. That people will come at you. They will say some things about you. But when we pick up our cross and we carry our cross, and no matter how heavy and how ugly it may be looking, you're not going to give up. I know you feel like giving into them suicidal thoughts. I know you feel like cutting your wrist. I know you feel, I'm trying to be blank, quite honest with somebody right now. I know that the power is out at your house right now, but you got to continue to just give it to God. And you got to let Him live that way. You got to let Him step into the darkest place of your heart right now and let Him. You got to take that bitterness out of your heart. You got to take the hatred out of your heart. The suicidal and depression thoughts will not take your life. You will give it to God and He will save it. And this is where you got to say, God, I need you in right my life right now. I don't want to make a mess of this anything. I need you to bring me out better on the other side of this thing because I know I'm going through it right now, but you went to Calvary. You were hung up on a piece of wood for me, God. I was looking for love and I found you with your arms wide open. Death couldn't take you. This depression is not going to take me. The anxiety is not going to take me. I don't care what they say about me. I know you have a bigger plan in your life for me. And here I go with it right now. They can say what they want to, but what my God says is the only thing that matters to me. What my God wants me to do is the only thing that matters to me. That's the only thing I'm going to do with it. He's going to move me in that way for it. You don't have to believe in what I say. It's what the Bible says. The Bible says you will try to hang on to it your life and you will lose it. Keep doing the things of this world and you will lose the life. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will be saved. That's what the good news is telling me. And I'm here to tell you right now, Jesus will turn things around when you whisper His name. If He can move the mountains, He can move the Goliath out of your life. He can take everything that you're dealing with right now and move it out of your life. You just got to give it to Him. Now, I'm not saying that there's not going to be any trouble. It's not going to be hard. But you have to continue to give it to Him. I got to tell you about my Jesus. Because my Jesus brought me out of this thing. He brought me out of a depression. He brought me out of a bad marriage. He brought me out of a depressing part of my marriage. I'm here to tell you right now, we're able to celebrate 19 years of a marriage. I'm not saying it's always been easy. But I prayed for her. Now I'm able to pray with her. Maybe that's where you're at in your life. Honor the parents and honor your parents, whether you still have them. Move them in their direction for like that. So when they say, your parents not doing this, your parents, no, it's where you need to touch them and say, no, but God is guiding my parents and my decisions in my life. I'm not sure I'm trying to speak to about this right now, but I don't care. Let your insecurities now become your securities. And I know that's hard, especially it's hard for me, and I understand that. But I'm here to tell you that He can wipe away the tears. He, from broken dreams and wasted years, He is right here to tell you that that past will disappear. He's able to do something new in your life. And He's out here to tell you right now, no wrong turns anymore. He will only do that. He will undo what you did. He's able to do so many things in your life. Just give it to Him. And I know it's hard. I know it's I know it's very tumultuous time that you just feel like I can't keep going. I feel like I'm empty inside. God says, let me fill you up. Let me quench your thirst. Let me feed your hunger. He's right there with me. Go away from me, Satan. I'm not seeing it from my point of view anymore. I'm seeing it from God's. He brought you out of so many things. Now look what he's doing great in your life. There's a blessing and anointing on your life right now. Just continue to give it to him and be that shining light for somebody. I know that you may not always feel like that, but that's where you got to let God just guide you right now. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, God, for everything today. God, I come to you right now, God. I know it's hard when they come at you personally. And when they attack you in the way that it hurts you personally. But now we're going to be of the word and not the world. We're going to show love where there's hate. We're going to now spread love and not hate. That one person that just knows how to get at you, we're going to pray for them. We're going to let God take control of that situation. It'll never be too heavy for you to carry. He's still guiding you and protecting you. You know, I ain't gonna lie. Let me be open and transparent as I can be. It hurt me when that man said those things to me. I'm sure there's some people that said some things to you that hurt you that way. And it's hard to deal with that. It's hard to understand that or why people say the things that they say. But you know what felt better than that? What feels better, what made me feel better? When I was able to sit there and pray with him. Or pray for him. I didn't pray with him. Pray for him. That when I got quiet, when I got away from everything and all the noise, I was able to pray for this man. That God was to touch him. I had so much joy that pain of that personal attack went away. That's where it felt good. And that's why I didn't lash out. That's why I don't want to do the things of this world. Because it made me feel good to pray for him. I said some things in my life and I handled some situations poorly. And maybe that's what you've handled too. And it's okay. We're learning. We're growing. We're understanding that we've made some mistakes. We made some bad decisions. But God wiped it all away. And says, come to me, my child. For I am here with you. I'm here to comfort you. I left the 99 to find you. Continue to let God be with you. Speak joy and love. And I know that's hard to do at times. But they say it's easier to say than do. But touch someone's life. Be a light. Let people see and hear Jesus in you. You're getting stronger. You are getting better. You are setting an example. You are the one that's breaking a generational curse. You are the one that's setting the standard. Whether they want to hear your prayer or not, you continue to pray to God that they find Jesus. That he heals the pain that they have inside them. God's here to guide us and protect us. And when they attack us personally, show love. In his holy name we pray. Amen. Y'all, I'm so excited to be with you guys again. I know I say it every week, but I truly, truly am blessed that we are here together. I hope that your faith muscle has been truly been building. That the word that God puts in me touches you. and that your faith muscle is getting stronger, that you're doing reps and sets, that your shirts are fitting tighter, your pants are getting looser, because we're doing the things we exactly need to do, and that people can see and hear Jesus in you when you speak. Until next week, Lord willing, stay blessed and be blessed. This is Grab Your Crowns Ministry.